Now, with less than 2 weeks before the American presidential election, Monocle 24 is travelling around the US to visit the cities and states that will play a key role. Yesterday, we were in Chicago, the site of the campaign headquarters of Barack Obama. Today, we're off to Boston, Massachusetts.
That is because Boston is the nerve centre of the Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney's campaign. However, not everybody in Boston knows this, as Kathy Corman reports.
I'm at the intersection of Washington and Commercial Streets, downtown in Boston's historic North End. It's a sunny weekend afternoon, and people are passing by on foot, bike, and bus. I'm here to ask people on the street a question.
Hi.
Quick question, and that is, are you aware that you are about to walk by Mitt Romney's national headquarters? And here's a sampling from random passersby. Paul Cavalier, Rosie Connolly, and Gareth Jones, all of whom, it turns out, are supporting President Obama.
No, I'm not.
Do you walk by it often?
Yeah, probably maybe once or twice a week.
And you've never noticed it?
Never noticed. It just looks like a boring, regular office building.
I actually didn't know that. I thought it was a lab. I did.
I had no idea, no. Right here?
You sure about that? Looks kind of derelict, man. I mean, it's not exactly advertising it, is he?
All of these folks are clueless because there aren't any Romney for President banners outside the beige concrete building at 585 Commercial Street. I wanted to ask Romney volunteers and staffers about what's going on inside headquarters, but they didn't respond to phone calls, emails, or even an in-person appeal. So I turned to Todd Domke. Domke is a longtime Republican political analyst. He acknowledges that it isn't immediately obvious why Mitt Romney would put his campaign headquarters in Boston, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts is truly a Democratic state. There are a great many more Democrats than Republicans, about 3-1. This state started shifting Democratic way back when, going back to John Kennedy being elected to the Senate. It was the only state to vote for George McGovern over Richard Nixon in 1972.
Domke is quick to acknowledge that the Romney-Ryan ticket hasn't a chance here in Boston.
In Massachusetts, Mitt Romney is not popular. He's been way behind the polls from Obama from the very beginning. We'll see an Obama landslide in the state.
Why is Romney's campaign headquarters here in Boston in the state of Massachusetts?
I think the Romney decision to set up his headquarters in Massachusetts was basically logistical. His fundraising apparatus was here. His top political people had homes here. He had a lot of friends and support here. And it was close to New Hampshire, the first primary state, which was important for his winning the nomination. And also not far from New York and Washington. And as a practical matter, his headquarters is not far from the Boston airport because the candidate needs to get in and out here very easily.
Romney and his wife, Anne, claim Massachusetts as their home state, even though they have houses in New Hampshire and California. They raised their 5 sons in a well-to-do, leafy suburb of Boston. Romney started Bain Capital, his successful venture capital firm, here in town. And, Domke explains, it's where Romney began his political career.
He ran for the Senate against Ted Kennedy in 1994 and lost. He then went and saved the Olympics in Utah, returned to the state when he saw political opportunity, namely to run for governor. This was in 2002. He won handily. It was about 5% vote margin.
Even with a decisive win, Romney wasn't able to hold on to popular support. He began his 4-year term as a moderate. He was pro-choice, supported gay rights, and worked to pioneer the nation's first law requiring universal health care coverage. 2 years into his term as governor, when Romney knew he was running for president, he rejected most of those positions. Todd Domke explains.
Republicans in Massachusetts understood that he changed on these positions. That was not a big secret. It was pretty clear he was repositioning himself. Some resentment of him by some independent voters for flip-flopping on issues, for even mocking Massachusetts with Republican audiences around the country because of its reputation as being so liberal. Romney will do well enough here that the Republican senator here could be reelected.
What is the relationship between the presidential race and the senatorial race.
The Senate race in Massachusetts is epic. It's the most watched Senate race in the country. Scott Brown, the Republican senator who won in a special election here 2 years ago, needs ticket splitters. He needs some, maybe 20% of those voting for Obama to also then switch over and vote for him as a Republican. So he needs most of the independents and that small little sliver, the 12% who are Republican, in order to put together a majority. And his opponent, Elizabeth Warren, who's a professor at Harvard, is known nationally as a consumer advocate, very popular with liberals. So this is a titanic struggle between two candidates, and it also could decide which party controls the United States Senate, so it's all the more important for that.
Mitt Romney and his top strategists will gather here in Boston in a little less than 2 weeks. They'll be in full view this time, banners flying, at the convention center as they claim victory or concede defeat. For Monocle in Boston, I'm Kathy Corman.